So what do scriptures or other traditions say about the fall of the soul? Actually, they don't talk about the fall of the soul. They just basically say that this is untraceable, anadi. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also has a famous song, anadi karma phale puri bhavarna vajane. That because of beginningless karma, I have fallen in this material existence. So usually the traditional Vedic position is to hold that the question of the origin of the soul is inscrutable. And no one takes any definitive position on that. And Prabhupada also did not take a definitive position. So this is a question which is generally not explored because we are existing in the time domain, and that which is beyond the time domain is not comprehensible for us. So with that understanding, that a question is not explored at all. And what was the other question? Yeah, so what does Swarupa Siddhi mean? Actually, the word Swarupa has many different meanings in different contexts. So the Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Jaiva Dharma, in Jaiva Dharma he talks about two different positions. He says, for example, when the disciple becomes very advanced, the guru reveals the Swarupa to the disciple. And then the disciple understands, okay, I am this and this, and then the disciple starts practicing bhakti accordingly. But then he describes two sadhakas. Another sadhaka, he comes and tells his guru, after the guru reveals the Swarupa, he tells the guru that, you know, I don't feel comfortable in this room. I just don't feel natural. I don't feel like practicing bhakti in this room. And then the guru prays and the guru reveals another Swarupa. And then the disciple feels satisfied with that. And then he goes on. So he talks about both these things. So the idea that our Swarupa is something which is eternally fixed and the guru simply reveals it, that has been the mainstream position in our tradition. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur does talk about an alternative where the disciple and the guru, they discuss and then the Swarupa is revealed. So the idea is that we all have an eternal relationship with Krishna. And of course, there is a point also in our tradition that it is said that even if somebody has a Swarupa somewhere else, if somebody is very much attracted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then that person can be transported to Chaitanya Lila. And there is also the point that some souls can be in both Leelas, can be in Krishna Leela also and in Gaur Leela also. So if a soul has immense attraction to Krishna, to the Supreme Lord in both his forms, Krishna as well as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the soul may go to both also. So exactly how the Swarupa plays out, is it that one soul expands into two, or there are two souls over there in two different Swarupas, or does the soul Swarupa change itself because of the desire of the soul? That is not clearly mentioned in our tradition. The important point is, from here, by the practice of bhakti, we become elevated, we become liberated, and we attain Krishna. Now exactly what is our position in our relationship with Krishna, that is something which will be revealed to us when we get there. Yeah, so the point here is the concept of five rasas and the concept of a Swarupa in one of the five rasas. This whole concept of five rasa is a revelation of the Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition. Other Vaishnava traditions don't talk about five rasas first. That doesn't mean that there is. See, the concept of five rasas is an analytical framework. Even if you go to Sri Vaishnava tradition or Madhava Vaishnava tradition, they also know that Yashodamai has a maternal relationship with Krishna, that Rakta Kanchitra have a servitor relationship with Krishna, or Sudama, they have a fraternal relationship with Krishna. They know that. But making these relationships into analytical categories, this belongs here, this is something which our tradition, the Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition, has done. So because the other traditions don't have these analytical categories, so they don't talk about when the soul becomes liberated, whether the soul goes into one of the analytical categories or not. And in our own tradition, when the subject has been talked about, the focus has been on attaining the spiritual mood. So Swarupa, if we see that way, in the Brihad Bhagavatam story, the soul actually goes to the spiritual world, soul goes to Vaikuntha, goes to Ayodhya and lives in Ayodhya, lives in Vaikuntha, but doesn't feel satisfied. And then comes back again to this world, and then eventually goes to Goloka Vrindavan, practices sadhana in this world, and then goes to Goloka Vrindavan and feels satisfied over there. So now the Brihad Bhagavatamrita is a story which is primarily meant to illustrate the exaltedness of service to Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan in the mood of Madhurya Rasa. And that is what is explained through the narrative of the Gopa Kumar. So the point is that the concept of Swarupa, the word Swarupa comes in scripture, but Swarupa as referring to one particular kind of relationship among these five analytical categories. That is something which it is our tradition that has talked about. And in our tradition, the first person to talk about the fall of the soul from the spiritual world is Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada has not explicitly talked about this subject any further. That's why I can't say anything more. Any other questions?
Yes. Really, you don't say